Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is speaking. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room. Close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
Prayer is simply talking with God. Yet with regard to consistency or how to approach Him, those of us who are believers sometimes struggle, especially when we've observed other Christians pray and assume theirs must be the right way. That's probably how people felt watching the Pharisees, who'd corrupted this priceless privilege by turning it into a hypocritical, ritualistic performance of self-righteousness. In contrast, Jesus taught that God-pleasing prayers have the following characteristics. Sincerity. Coming before a holy God should fill us with humility rather than a self-focused desire to be perceived favorably by others. Secret. Although there is always a place for humble public prayer, we also need to have personal time alone with our Heavenly Father. Simple. The pagans often used meaningless repetition of words or phrases, attempting to get their God's attention and persuade them to grant requests. But since we know that the Lord can actually always hear us, we can plainly present our concerns and petitions. And serenity. Our Heavenly Father loves us and knows what we need, so we don't have to worry that He'll ignore our prayers. To follow Jesus' guidelines, we must see ourselves as weak, dependent children, coming confidently to our loving Heavenly Father for help.